What's good, Brodies and Bays? This is the Dynasty Bros Fantasy Football Podcast, 4 Minute Offense, and we back again. It feels kind of different without the music, man. I ain't gonna lie. I don't feel as sped up and high paced, man. But how you doing over there, Vic?
I'm good, man. It's a acapella style, but hey, we're still gonna get to it.
This is why we got so much flavor in our podcast, because this is the traditional podcast. This is what your average podcast sound like. And it's different for us, bro, because our shit don't sound like this. Our shit sets the bar when it comes to coolness.
I agree, man. So, yeah, it's different.
All right, but nah, what we're going to do is we're going to get to it. We came here, man. We just finished up week 5, man?
Yeah, man. We are pushing through, so.
Bye week's coming in.
Yeah.
Injury's still kicking our ass.
Yeah, all them wins and losses, man, starting to matter.
I know.
The, you know, playoff race starting to shape up. I know it's early, but still, you got to get your dubs in.
And this is where you help get them dubs, man. You gotta pay attention to the waiver wire. And you know that we always come here to tell you some guys to pick up and some guys to drop. So that's what we're going to do, man. We're going to get into it. We're going to try to keep it fast-paced, even though Avon here to play the high-tempo music. But as normal, like we usually do, Vic, I'm going to let you start it off. I'm going to start the timer. We got 4 minutes. We're going to start cooking in 3, 2, 1, go.
All right, man, let's get to it, man. Let's go to Seattle if you guys need a running back. Kenneth Walker may be out there. He may be out there, but still worth checking. If he is out there, he has league winner potential, just given the type of volume he's going to see. So he's coming off a 14-point fantasy performance after Rashad Penny went down. So Kenneth Walker basically had 88 yards on the ground and a touchdown, man. So first career touchdown.
He's only rostered in 59% of the league, so go get him. All right, let me talk about another running back, Mr. Eno Benjamin, man. Soon as James Conner, the always banged up James Conner, year by year went out, Eno Benjamin was stepped up. I know we were nervous about him or Darryl. We didn't know who was going to be the backup, but Darryl actually went out too, man. So I like to see a guy that rushed 8 times, 25 yards in a TD, caught 3 passes, 28 yards. You know, whoever the lead back is in Arizona, they're going to be able to get catches and carries. So I really like that, especially if Connor's going to be out some extended time. And soon, whoever's the running back is, soon as Hopkins get back, that offense is going to be flowing. You're going to get a lot of scoring points from them. So go get some Eno Benjamin in your league.
All right, man, I got a wide receiver for you guys. Let's go to New England, man. A guy who's been balling, you know, ever since he's been out on the field. I know he missed a couple games, but Jacoby Myers, man. So PPR monster actually hit the end zone this past week with a 24-point fantasy performance. Again, you know, he's the number one for the New England Patriots. I know the QB situation ain't the best, but they're finding a way to get him the ball. So there you go.
All right, and I'm going to talk a wide receiver too, a rookie wide receiver for the Colts, man. Hey, are you nervous about Michael Pittman? Because Mr. Alec Pierce has been stepping up for the past couple weeks, man. He went out there, had 9 targets, caught 8 of them for 81 yards, no touchdown. But in PPR, that is 15 points, and you need that. Actually, it's 16 points. But I think he may have fumbled the ball and lost some points there. But nah, man, a guy going into his second week of production, coming back from injury in a row. Sometimes that coverage is taking away Pittman, and it's looking like Pierce is making some good plays. So if you need some wide receiver help, man, rookie wide receiver for the Indianapolis Colts, Alec Pierce.
How we doing on time?
2 minutes, baby.
All right, let's go. Let's get to it, man. Look, let's go to New Orleans. I have a tight end for you guys, but he's a football player. He just does it all, man. So Taysom Hill's coming off a 33-point fantasy performance. He threw a touchdown pass. He actually had 9 carries, hit the end zone 3 times, bro, 112 yards on the ground. He's doing his thing, bro, and really there's not a second RB who's establishing himself, so they're going to keep Taysom involved, man. So if you don't have Kelce, you don't have Andrews, outside of that you're playing a streaming game, why not take a shot on Taysom Hill, especially when he's in the dome?
All right, let's get into another running back, man, for the Chargers, man, the backup, Mr. Joshua Kelly. Yes, Austin Eckler is still there and playing amazing. And it wasn't a blowout. That's what I like about this pickup. They quit playing Sony Michel as much, and now they just have a two-head backfield. And Josh didn't get a lot of run, but 8 carries, 49 yards and a touchdown, caught a couple passes for 33 yards. You want to see that involvement. You know they don't mind spelling Austin Eckler every once in a while, especially on that goal line sometimes. They get too close, they will run some Josh Kelly, even though Eckler's a hell of a touchdown scorer, especially when it's, you know, think about catching the ball. But go get some Joshua Kelly, man, back up for the Chargers.
All right, less than a minute. One more running back for you guys, Mr. Tevin Coleman, running back for the San Francisco 49ers. So he's back with the Niners. He actually has 67 scrimmage yards, 2 TDs, 1 in the air, 1 on the ground. He had 11 touches, you know, 8 carries, caught 3 passes. So, you know, San Fran likes to keep 2 running backs involved. I know Elijah Mitchell's only out. At least he's going to be out for 8 weeks, but we're already starting to tap into that. So should be returning here soon, but why not tap into that backfield, man, with Tevin Coleman in the meantime?
All right, you got any drop guys?
Just going to drop Rashad Penny, man. Season's over, unfortunately. So, yeah, man. And I'm benching Najee Harris right now. So
yeah, man, it's all bad.
Yeah, I've been running him all year. I got to bench him.
You can bench Khalil, almost drop him. When David is healthy, bro, he gets all the run. It's not a split backfield. Drop that, the one-week wonder, Mac Hollins, because him, Hunter Renfrow is back. And that's it, man. Yeah, right on time, baby.
Hey, where can the people follow you at, man, before we get out of here?
Hey, follow me at DynastyBro.com on Instagram and Twitter. And follow the main Instagram page, DynastyBrosFF. Where can we follow you at, my brother? You
guys can follow me at ChiefsOSFF, Instagram, Twitter, Twitch. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast or if you're listening, DynastyBrosFF. And be sure to follow our DJ, DJ AVOLXVE.
Avo Love. Yeah. Avo Love. And I got an extra one on the way out. Drop bum-ass Chase Edmonds.
Damn, really?
Yeah,
I was thinking
bro.
About it too.
One carry for 1 yard, it's the Mostert show. Should have listened a couple weeks ago, bro. Mostert balled out this week.
But we just saw what happened to Penny.
Bro, anybody can get injured, though.
Mostert, you know, his health is always something to monitor, his longevity. But
maybe this is the healthy year.
Yeah, could be.
Man, drop Chase. I'm about to drop him in one of my leagues. I wouldn't tell y'all to do something I wouldn't do.
I got you.
One carry, 1 yard. He 100%.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. Dynasty Bros Fantasy Football Podcast, showing you how to dominate your league, Dynasty Bro style, and we out.